Our strategic goal, Vice Admiral Ngasa said over the group channel visual, is to locate and destroy the hegemony flagship, thus removing the supreme overcommander. The image of a bulky, carrier-sized ship bristling with weapons appeared below his face. Clear skies and good hunting. Greg raised an eyebrow at Ash. So, my idea wasn't so dumb after all, eh?
It depends how you define the word.
What? Define dumb?
No, idea.
But the task ahead, spiritedly depicted as formidable or even challenging, soon showed its true face. The enemy ships were too numerous and the collective potency of their weapons was too strong for overloaded, overstretched shields and weakened hulls. Formationless, the hegemony vessels converged on the three groups of defending ships. Imposing carriers unleashing hundreds of interceptors that fell upon them in wave after wave. On the control screens in the Silver Lance's engineering deck, Greg watched the attack runs against a Vox Humana light assault cruiser which had become separated, explosive rounds stitching lines of fire along its hull, the bursts of argent violence as generators of fuel stores ignited, the pale outgassing from 100 breaches. The ragged, gaping crater where an out-of-control enemy craft had rammed the ship and exploded. And dozens of escape pods jetting away, location signals pinging on the emergency channels. Greg saw similar ship deaths played out on the screens, a repetition of desperate tragedy. Half an hour after Ngasa's stirring send-off, their combined numbers were down to 18 at the last count. Braddock's Vanquisher was a drifting hulk, its captain missing. The Vox Humana's Admiral Olorevich lost her flagship but transferred to one of the Earthsphere cruisers. Including Berg Starfire, their own group was down to 4. The Immisal group were numerically better off. 2 Immisal cruisers, 3 Earthsphere attack cruisers and Ash's Silver Lance. But the damage sustained was widespread and serious. The Immisal commander had decided on a tactical withdrawal out past the orbit of Nivesta. The Retributor had been put out of action. Kang Lo's brutal Raug weapon managed to account for perhaps 200 hegemony ships before enough missiles and interceptors finally broke through the shield and fire cordon provided by Ungasa's heavy cruisers. Greg had only caught glimpses of the Rockhab as it was enveloped in a wreath of detonating payloads and flaming energies just before the dome of the Dragon's Breath exploded, a burst of light accompanied by sprays of sparks while pulverized fragments expanded outwards. Watching it was almost too much to bear. Now the asteroid vessel looked powered out, a darkened mass drifting with a slight axial spin. All external floods and signal lights dead. Just a few jets of escaping gas creating clouds of ice crystals in its slow wake. Meanwhile, Vice Admiral Ngasa's flagship and a handful of battered vessels were being steadily corralled by the remaining hundreds of hegemony ships. Complete defeat seemed to be staring them in the face.
Whatever happened to that Immisal fleet? Greg wondered. Did that black warship we saw stop them in their tracks?
Ash was standing before the screens, arms crossed, face unreadable.